views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my...
Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris. We've got a gorgeous day in northern New England. Picture perfect. All the trees are in peak color. And I have visiting with us a wonderful guest from the opposite end of the United States from me, Catty Corner, across way down in San Diego, Dr. Nicola McFadgen Ducharme. And she is a fantastic practitioner and author that you're going to love. She's only with us for the first half an hour of the show. I'm going to introduce her in a second, but I want to tell you we have a little different format today, and I need you all to chime in with me. Second half of the show is question and answers with me. So please call the station at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819, and I will take your questions. So let's learn about Dr. Nicola. She is the founder and medical director of Restore Medicine, an integrative medical center in San Diego. Having been raised in Sydney, Australia, and completed her Bachelor of Health Science in Naturopathy in Australia, she moved to the United States and obtained her doctorate of naturopathic medicine, starting her private practice in California. Dr. Nicola soon started seeing many Lyme patients, both in the States and over in Australia. As a Lyme-literate naturopathic physician, Dr. Nicola combines conventional and integrative approaches to treating Lyme and other tick-borne diseases. She uses both antibiotic and non-antibiotic approaches, relying heavily on naturopathic principles and therapies in her work. She's a member of International Lyme and Associated Disease Society, training with Dr. Steve Harris, and is the medical advisor to the Lyme Disease Association of Australia. And Dr. Nicola is the author of three books, which we're going to talk a little bit about here on the show. And she lives in San Diego with her beautiful daughter, Valentina, who I met, and her wonderful husband and two dogs. So welcome to Limelight Radio, Dr. Nicola.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Oh, so wonderful to have you. We met a couple years ago and have crossed paths since, and I've always admired your tremendous understanding of this illness and your hard work writing these books and working so diligently, really, around the world with people that are sick.
Well, there's such a great need. And, I love to write, and I hope to write more books in the future. But I think it's a great way to get information to, a larger number of people, because there's just so many people suffering with this disease.
Oh, I know. It's exploding. And I think we don't even have the tip of the iceberg into how many are really sick and have not been properly diagnosed.
Exactly.
So, I would love if we could use the beginning part of our time here together, because you're so knowledgeable on this, could you help our audience understand basically, what does integrative medicine encompass?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the term integrative medicine is used in in slightly different contexts and with slightly different definitions. My understanding is that integrative medicine really refers to a blend of modern Western medicine mm-hmm. with more traditional therapies and traditional forms of medicine. So, and, you know, that's something that I bring into Lyme treatment as well. We have, you know, herbal medicine, Western herbs, Chinese herbs, Ayurvedic herbs, you know, more alternative therapies like acupuncture, things of that nature that combine really well with the best of modern medicine, which is, you know, some diagnostic imaging can give us a lot of clues as to what's going on with somebody. You know, even using the antibiotics, I mean, they can be an absolute lifesaver. So I think for me, integrative medicine is just getting the best of both worlds wherever possible and blending the two different forms of medicine to really address that person's need the best.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And, you know, the United States in particular got lopsided for many decades, really, since World War II, with primarily pharmaceutical-based medicine. So we're kind of finally coming back around to much of what the other continents, Europe and Canada in particular, and Asia have been using these integrative approaches for quite some time, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're very widely accepted around the world. And I definitely think there's sort of a grassroots push to more of that here in the United States, which is really nice to see. I think we're getting some balance back into the system.
Yeah, and you know, this illness, these tick-borne diseases, they really do ask for this integrative approach because the systems get so depleted and ravaged by the infection long-term, don't they?
Absolutely, and I mean, I flat out won't treat somebody with antibiotics without any supportive therapy. I just won't do it.
No, huh? So when someone is seeking an integrative practitioner, are they usually trained in naturopathic medicine, or could a traditional medical doctor go and get additional training?
Yes, an MD could get additional training. I mean, there are some organizations like ACAM is one, the American College for the Advancement of Medicine. But, you know, they run workshops and seminars and conferences on more alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. So MDs who are really motivated to learn can, but they have to do a lot of self-study along the way. I think the beauty of naturopathic doctors is that we're really trained in both. I mean, we take pharmacology, we take all the basic sciences, physiology, biochemistry, and yet we have so many hours of training in the natural modalities like herbal medicine, homeopathy, nutrition, things of that nature.
I know. I always have said that the naturopathic physicians are really some of the most diversified and well-balanced practitioners in the country.
It's a really great qualification, and as you know, I came from Australia, and the doctorate of naturopathic medicine doesn't exist there, and it doesn't exist in most countries. You know, the naturopaths are very, very valuable, but it's a different scope of practice in those countries. So to have the qualification here to be able to be a physician, licensed in many states to be primary care, and then, you know, with the opportunity to specialize and really delve into one illness or one area, as I have with the Lyme disease population, it's really a great opportunity, not only for the practitioners, but for patients who like the alternative approach, but want to make sure they're still getting really good quality medical care.
Yeah, that's so important. And, you know, the other thing, too, I admire is that you have access to a lot of specialty tests that traditional medical physicians don't even know about.
Correct.
And some of these laboratories, too, that are very much more fine-tuned.
Yeah, and we test for things that aren't even really recognized in traditional medicine. So if you go to an MD and talk about food allergies, there's one kind of test. They'll run an IgE test to check for the really sort of obvious immediate food allergies. But there's a whole other world of food sensitivities, which is an IgG. It's a different kind of cell. And so we run IgG food sensitivity panels, for example. And, you know, a Western MD you know, a lot of the time won't even recognize them as a valid test. And yet I've seen people's lives change by adjusting their nutrition based on their food sensitivities.
Oh my gosh, huh? I mean, isn't that wonderful?
It really is. And, you know, looking at things like adrenal health and heavy metal toxicity and, you know, some of these other sort of more stealth pathogens. And to me, it's fascinating to gather all of that information up. And it's life-changing for many, many people.
It truly is, isn't it? I mean, and the body is, I have to say, the human body is, first of all, miraculous with its amazing abilities to function on a daily basis. And then also it really is able to restore when we give it what it needs.
Absolutely. And sometimes we just need to get out of its way and let it have, you know, let it have its healing capability. And just get the things out of its way that are bothering it. And so nutritional changes have a lot to do with that.
I know. And some of your books really focus on that, don't they?
Yeah. I talk about why certain foods can hamper one's ability to heal, you know, which foods are inflammatory, which foods suppress the immune system, all of those kinds of things.
Yes. Tell us your titles, Dr. Nicola, so people can get them.
Yeah, so The Lyme Diet was my first book. And then I wrote The Beginner's Guide to Lyme Disease as kind of an A to Z guide on Lyme. It covers everything from symptoms of Lyme and co-infections, different kinds of testing, different treatment modalities. I talk about the politics of Lyme because I think it's sort of interesting and helpful for people to understand that, especially when they've gone to different doctors and being treated very negatively when they've talked about Lyme disease. There's also the Australian Lyme book, which is kind of an offshoot of the Beginner's Guide to Lyme. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to create a book that was tailored for Australians and talks about their experience and also research in Australia showing the existence of Lyme, because politically in Australia, it's even harder than in the States.
I know it is, isn't it? So Dr. Nicola, stay with me. It's time for our station break, and I want to get into some more nitty gritty with you when we come back. The time's flying by, everyone. Dr. Nicola has to leave early too, so I'm going to take your questions at the second break. So we'll be right back. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
We've already said
the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we are visiting with Dr. Nicola McFadgen-Ducharme, who is a talented naturopathic physician, well-versed in tick-borne illnesses, and the author of three books. So, Dr. Nicola, can you just finish up what we were mentioning about Australia and the difficulty they're having over there with this illness and the epidemic?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's absolutely rampant in Australia. I mean, obviously, there's lots of bushland, there's lots of ticks, and the government is at this point not recognizing that Lyme exists over there. And, you know, it's shocking and hard to understand because I have some patients over there who've never left the country who were testing positive for Lyme, and some of them PCR positive. You know, and the PCR test actually visualizes the DNA of the bacteria in the blood. So it's, to me, it's sort of a little hard to argue, and yet the government's standing firm. They did some investigation, but at this point there's not a lot of wavering on their position.
Oh boy, so they're really struggling.
They're really struggling. There's only a handful of doctors who are really Lyme literate, and you know, one's had some regulatory issues already. And, you know, a couple of the doctors there, I mean, I think the climate for them to practice and treat Lyme is so hostile that it doesn't inspire them to do it. They keep doing it because of their love for their patients, but it's very challenging.
Oh, my gosh. And it's a huge country.
Well, it's a huge land mass. I mean, the population is sort of equal to the five boroughs of New York, but it's a huge land mass. And if you think of just the vast, you know, wildlife, the bushland, it's no wonder that an illness like Lyme is running rampant.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. And I've got to get over there and talk. I know you're treating people, but we've got to help Australia. So thank you for enlightening us on that and also for the wonderful book that you've written to help people understand that. But, you know, because we don't have much time with you today because you're leaving shortly, I would love to hear from you because you're so cutting edge. Tell me some of the newer, helpful healing modalities or tools that are you're finding effective now with Lyme.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. I've come across a new modality in the last few months. That's obviously not new. It's new to me. And I've started implementing with my patients, and that is the use of essential oil protocols for Lyme treatment. And I know there's a population of people out there with Lyme already using essential oils. I came to learn about it through a patient of mine, actually, who pretty much healed herself to the point of being symptom-free using essential oils, and that, of course, got my attention. So I delved in. I did lots of research. I read. I listened to webinars. I talked to people. I studied some of the chemistry of the oils, and I'm still learning, but I've been working on some protocols that are showing up to be very, very effective.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful. And I'm very excited because I get very sort of disheartened by the amount of antibiotics I prescribe. And I'm always looking for new kind of natural approaches. But I've often said, and I still stand to this, I'm not convinced that herbs alone can get the job done. And so often I combine herbs with antibiotics. And now I'm you know, using the essential oils. They can safely be done with antibiotics. They can safely be done with other herbal protocols. Or they can be done standalone. But as an example, I had a patient in the other day who'd been on antibiotics for 2 years. She'd had improvement, sure. She was probably 75% improved. But, you know, frustrating and ups and downs and bumps in the road. And I put her on oils. I said, okay, fine, take a break. You know, we can always go back to antibiotics later if we need to. Put her on essential oils. And in 4 months, she is doing wonderfully. And she said, you know, I've made more progress in 4 months on oils than I did in 2 years on antibiotics.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was co-infected. She had babesia as well. And so it's really amazing. I mean, they're very strong. People definitely herx on them. I build up doses very gradually. But, you know, in studying, there are some oils that help break down biofilm. There are some oils that can help reduce what's called quorum sensing, which is the bacteria's ability to communicate with one another. Mm. And it's absolutely fascinating.
Fascinating. And do we apply them topically to the skin or do you take them orally?
So the oils I use, there are a bit of both. I use doTERRA oils, which are very high quality and purity. So
can you spell them? Spell that for us?
I'm sorry?
Could you spell that for us?
DOTERRA.
Okay.
And they're just, you know, they're one of the manufacturers of essential oils. They're very high quality, and they can be taken internally. And so when I put my patients on protocols, it is taking them internally, and oftentimes I actually have them put oils into an empty capsule and swallow them that way. There are other support oils and blends that one can either use topically for joint pain and muscle pain, for headaches on the temples or at the base of the skull. If you put an essential oil on the soles of your feet, it's in the bloodstream within 20 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. And I tell you, as a mother of a one-year-old, I rely on these oils at home. You know, if my daughter's congested, I have a respiratory blend. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that they can be used for.
That is so promising. And, you know, what I'm imagining is that, as you said, bioenergetically, they are affecting both organ systems and how they function, but also, as you said, even the organisms themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. They're very strong antimicrobials. Absolutely. So it's really nice. And oils also work on emotional levels, too. You were just, you know, saying the bioenergetics. They can be very profound in that area also.
That's fantastic. You know, I'm sorry, but for some reason or other, my mind is jumping back to like the ancient times. And I'm thinking of, you know, even in biblical references, how they would talk about these, you know, precious oils.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's one of God's early medicines, you know, that he provided for us. So there are a lot of biblical references. In fact, there are some books that relate. There's one in particular. I can't recall the name right now, but it sort of talks about the chemistry of oils, but with scriptural references too.
That's amazing. So would we recognize the name of some of them, like frankincense or olive or?
Yeah, so I use, for some of the more supportive, frankincense is certainly very good for cognitive issues, for neurological support. And then I use things like, you know, peppermint. It's very good for the digestion. It's good for headaches. But the antimicrobials are more like oregano, clove, thyme, melaleuca, which is tea tree.
Yes.
And then I, you know, peppermint can be good for breaking down biofilm as well, as can melaleuca. And then I use cinnamon and or cassia as some of the other ones that I use. Cinnamon I use in the majority of my patients.
Hmm.
And then I usually combine them with, you know, a detox type blend that might have things like, you know, lemon, lemongrass, things like that, rosemary in it.
That's
fantastic. They're very helpful for sleep too. There are a couple of oils like geranium and vetiver that I've used for sleep issues very successfully.
You know, it's all kind of weaving together to me, Dr. Nicola, because this is another show I should have us on, the Bach flower remedies, which is a subset of homeopathic remedies, which are also they're flower essences, and they're very effective with Lyme disease and, as you said, the emotional states.
Absolutely. And I love Bach flower essences. I've actually also used the Australian flower essences over the years, which are a similar concept but based more on the Australian plant.
And isn't Melaleuca from Australia to begin with?
Ah, we love our Melaleuca in Australia.
That's what I thought. I mean, we call it tea tree oil commonly, right?
Correct.
Yes, but it's a good antiseptic, even topically on cuts and wounds. You are a wealth of knowledge. Oh, my gosh. You know, can you please give us your website or any information where people could find out more about you, your practice, your books?
Sure, yeah. It's restoremedicine.com, and restore does not have an E on the end. So it's restormedicine.com.
Beautiful. And your books are available at what, limebook.com?
.com, yes.
And are they available elsewhere?
They are on Amazon, and they are available through our website as well.
Fabulous. So, audience, you've got to get some of Dr. Nicola McFadgen Ducharme's wonderful books. I've been with her at iLads Together, and I love them. The Lyme Diet in particular is such a practical book to have in the household with you. So, Dr. Nicola, it was so wonderful having you on Limelight Radio today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome, Katina. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, yes. And I look forward to having you on again. Perhaps we can plan something for the winter months and bring you back.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Oh, great. Enjoy the iLads conference.
Thank you.
And give your new baby a kiss from me and a hug from everyone else.
Send one on Saturday. I don't quite know where that went.
Oh, gosh. And listeners, we're going to take a station break right now. But when we come back, Dr. Nicola can't stay with us, but I'll be available for your questions. So we're going to have a half an hour of question and answer. So call the station at 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Makris. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. We have a half an hour free together right now that I can take your calls and questions. So this is a great opportunity for any of you that have been listening to Limelight Radio over the past year plus that want to ask me anything of relation to Lyme disease, to healing, to natural medicine, to what I do out on the road, you know, whatever you feel like, give a ring. The number at the station is 800-930-2819. And I have my first caller. We have from Michigan. We have Michelle. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Katina. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a treat to have you. You're all the way out in Michigan. My gosh. How's your day?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And you?
Great. I'm doing really awesome. It's a beautiful day. The leaves are sparkling in color, and we're broadcasting Limelight Radio. I couldn't be happier, right?
Excellent. Yes.
So tell me, what would you like to ask?
I would like to ask, could you please explain to me how integrative medicine can help in the healing of Lyme disease?
Really great question, because it's such a big topic. So we learned in the first half of the show from Dr. McFadden Ducharme kind of what the concept of integrative medicine is, which is a newer term that doctors are using nowadays. At one point, we called it holistic medicine. So the idea is, I'm kind of going to give you the concept first, and then we're going to narrow into your question. The idea is that the human body and spirit and being is, you know, in totality connected. We have integrated components. It's not just what we think in our mind or what we feel in our heart or what our body's doing physiologically. Everything is integrated. So, you know, we look at the human being with this total picture, which we used to call holistic. And there are disciplines that have been around for a long time, like herbs and nutrition and chiropractic and acupuncture and homeopathy, and also pharmaceuticals that can be used to help us when we're not feeling well, when we have symptoms. And as you know, Michelle, when we have Lyme disease, we have lots of symptoms. And some of these symptoms are expressions of where our body has weakness or damage from the infection. So how integrative medicine works is that the doctor might be using antibiotics or pharmaceuticals like pain meds to help kill off your infections. But an integrative doctor will also use nutritional supplements. They'll use homeopathic remedies. They'll use perhaps chiropractic treatments to help rebuild those areas that are damaged and that are exhibiting so many symptoms. So it's kind of a blending. It's a blending of different disciplines. So with Lyme disease...
Now, could you...
Yeah, with Lyme disease, it's almost a necessity, really, to use the integrative approaches, because besides killing off the bugs, I think half of the battle is rebuilding the damage.
Mm-hmm.
So does that help you?
So, yes, I was wondering on that where you think that we should start first in doing the holistic. Should you start with, should you start with nutrition? Should you start with herbs, or can you just sort of jump in there and...
Yeah, that's a great, great question. How do you approach it? So if it's a brand new case and you've been sick for a while, like let's say you've got fibromyalgia type symptoms or chronic fatigue and brain fog and joint pains and a lot of different symptoms, an integrative mm-hmm. doctor would probably do some testing first off with specialty labs to find out where some of the damage and depletions are. So they might run like neurological neuroscience tests and find out what your amino acids and essential fatty acids in your brain look like. And they might also run some tests to see how your adrenal glands are functioning. And so they kind of get, you know, a sampling of where your body has been struggling. And most likely the first two approaches would be nutritional, like you just said, maybe some supplements to help mm-hmm. the adrenal glands work a little bit better. And they probably would also start you off with some detoxification to help the liver and kidney and spleen start eliminating toxins, because Lyme disease in particular creates a lot of neurotoxins. And that's that brain fog that so many of us have felt. And so getting some of these toxins out of the body with homeopathic formulas and maybe something like milk thistle or dandelion or some kidney formulas. So they would get in there right away, you know, as I said, with some nutritional work and probably some herbals like you just suggested. So that's probably
okay,
how
great.
It would go. And they would decide, you know, again, depending on the individual, how seriously ill you are. Do you need to jump on antibiotics right away, or is it a month into treatment or 6 weeks or, you know, as per case?
Okay.
So I hope that helped.
All right,
Michelle.
Great. It helps very much. I deeply appreciate you taking the time and answering my question.
Oh,
it's been very
helpful.
Thank
you so much for calling into Limelight Radio. I think we've got a couple other callers coming. So do you mind if I move over to them?
Oh, that would be fine. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Brian, my producer, you said we have Anna on. Where is Anna calling us from? Baltimore, I think, right?
Yeah, we have Anna from Baltimore. So, Anna, you're on the air with Katina Macris.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Katina. How are you?
Oh, my gosh, I recognize your voice, Anna. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Nice to hear you too. And I've been listening to your radio every Wednesday. And thank you for doing that and bringing awareness about this disease and giving more information, new information to us. Of course, it all changes. And it's so wonderful to find out about new treatments and new things that are happening.
Oh,
so
thank you. Thank you, Anna. Thank you for complimenting me and for supporting as this mission of education and awareness. It really is special to be able to have this show every week and broadcast around the globe. Isn't that special that we can bring people on? Last week we had Belgium on. It's so exciting, isn't
I
it?
I know. It is.
Do you have a question for me today?
Yeah. I read your book Out of the Woods this summer, and of course you wrote it. It's so well describing like what we all Lymies feel and your journey with the disease and how well you are becoming, and it gives me, and I know pretty sure to many others, the hopes that we can get well. You know, it's not the end. So I guess my question will be, when you get well, like we all know, when we don't have symptoms like brain fog, you know, memory lapses, you feel more energy and kind of feel, okay, you know, I got it, I'm doing well. So when you kind of go into remission, do you think it will be helpful to have, like this Lyme checkups once in a while. How do you know for sure? In other words, how do we know for sure it's done besides doing the labs?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, we want to know that we're out of the woods and completely out of the woods, right?
Yeah, we're out of the woods, but are we like on the brink going back, or where are we? You know?
Yeah, when we'd be running free. Well, you know, you are right. You want that confirmation. And I'm going to have to take a station break, but to answer you quickly, and I want you to stay on the line so we can talk more about it after the station break. But the doctor that's treating you can do some clinical diagnostics, which are signs and symptom tests, and then they can also do some lab tests. So let's talk about that when we come back from the station break, Anna, because I want to give you a little bit more information and just a quick pat answer. So everyone, stay tuned. Anna just asked us a great question. We're going to take a station break and we'll come back with that thought. And we have another caller on the line after that. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Stay tuned.
We've got trouble. Something's just not right. Just this morning you cried about last night. You said that something's bound to break this time.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hey everyone. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris. Today we are visiting with some of my audience. You guys are great. You're calling in with questions. I'm so thrilled. This is really lots of fun. We should do it more often. So Anna is visiting with us right now from Baltimore. And if you're just getting online now with us, she asked a great question, which is, when you're recovering from Lyme disease and you're starting to feel better and you've gained ground and you feel like you're well again, how are you certain that you're well? Isn't that what you asked me, Anna?
Yes, yes, because I have LLMD, but a lot of Lyme literate doctors, but the literature I've been reading is that even when we do the test through iGenX to see where are we with bands, like it will always, one or two bands will come up because we have antibodies. So how do we really know? Is it, do we really based on the clinical symptoms that we are well, or there is testing, extra testing can be done to make sure that we are really truly well?
Right. And sad to say is we do not have a test yet to verify that the organism's completely out of our system, and that we, you know, can more or less breathe that big sigh of relief that we've, you know, gotten rid of the infection. So you're right. What happens is once you've made the antibodies to the Borrelia, your body's always going to register that on the test that it has made antibodies. And that's okay, because that's really kind of how the human immune system works, is that it makes antibodies, whether it's, you know, for tuberculosis or a flu virus, mm-hmm. or the bacteria from Lyme disease. So there sadly is no test. We for a while had a test we thought was a good accurate marker. It's called a CD57 test, and it has a range from 0 to over 250. And for a long time, the past 5 years, doctors were saying that that was a good indicator of how bad the infection was. A low number like 13, anything below 30 indicates that an infection is full blown and that your body's working really aggressively to fight it. But a high number, over 150, like 180 or 200, means that your body really is not having to work really hard to fight an infection. So for a while, that was the test they were relying upon. But Dr. Ginger Savely in particular, she did a good research, and she found out that if you're fighting something like herpes or Epstein-Barr virus or mycoplasma, that will throw that CD57 test off. So we can't rely on it as heavily as we could. But it still is a test that if you show high numbers, like I just said, like 180, 200, 210, that means your body's mm-hmm. not fighting the infection. So that would be a good marker test. It's run by LabCorp. So that is a help. And then signs and symptoms also your doctor would use. And then also, you know, your level of vitality. Like this is a concept I talk about when I'm out on the road lecturing, is that I consider myself a healthy host. Like there is a chance that I probably still have the organism in my system somewhere, but it's burrowed off. I've gotten my immune system working so well, and my other bodily systems, the endocrine system, their neurological system, the inflammation cascade is so well balanced now, Anna, that I am a healthy host. Mm-hmm. And we can all become healthy hosts.
That's a good way of looking at it, a healthy host. Yes.
A healthy host. I mean, you know, we have other things in there too, right? Like some of us have herpes, et cetera, and we just keep them dormant. So I hope that helped a little bit. I know it wasn't a simple answer, but I've got another two callers on after you, Anna. So can I take their calls, please?
Yes, thank you. Thank you all. You explained it very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anna. It's a joy to hear you. And I'm wearing our red dress today, just so you know. Okay. That's cute, huh?
Well, guess what? I'm wearing a red T-shirt.
Oh, perfect. So thank you. Thank you so much, Anna.
Okay,
so,
you're welcome. Goodbye.
Welcome. So, Brian, we have Kathy on, don't we?
Yes, we do. And she's calling in from Atlanta, Hotlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Katrina. Just want to thank you for doing this. This is awesome, amazing. We need all this research being done. I mean, all this awareness being done.
Thank you. So, it's my pleasure.
You give me hope.
It.
You just said you're a healthy host. That gives me hope, as I am sitting here earlier with no hope.
Oh, but, I'm so sorry.
My question is, you know, the chronic Lyme, if I did have hope of healing, and you just said you were the hope, the host of healing. I mean, I forgot what I'm sorry.
Healthy host.
Healthy host, yes, there it goes. And so I just wanted to know kind of what you did to get that way, a little bit of things. I had one question, if you don't mind answering, if you've used it before. A PEMF device. Have you used that before?
I have not used that, but I did use energy medicine. I did use a frequency machine. In a nutshell, I used an integrative approach. We detoxified my system with a lot of homeopathic formulas for the liver and the kidney. I took milk thistle to help also pull out toxins. And I had a wonderful clinical nutritionist, which you can find them around the country. Also a good naturopathic physician like Dr. Nicola that was on, who did specialty tests and found out where the damages and depletion were. Like, I had no magnesium. My adrenal glands, the poor things, were like shot. They couldn't make any natural steroids. My endocrine system was all mixed up. My pituitary gland was off cycle, so I couldn't sleep properly. And so I got on a lot of different supplements and some herbs to rebalance and help these parts of my body that were so weak. Like, I had to have B12 shots and a lot of things to rebuild and make the systems work better. Amino acids were a big player, Kathy, because my brain function was so bad. I had dementia.
Oh, dear.
I know. So a lot of amino acids. So a lot of these things to rebuild and nourish. That's a good word, nourish. And then we killed, in my case, we killed off the organisms with a lot of the products, that the Cowden formulas. I think you've heard of Dr. Cowden. But different people, you know, might need different antibiotics or different herbs. But it was, I say this expression a lot, Kathy, when I'm out teaching. This illness is the epidemic of our era that asks us to unite the two hands of healthcare. The pharmaceutical weaponry and the diagnostics of traditional medicine with the restorative therapeutics of natural medicine, because two hands working together are better than one.
Right.
And I did use energy frequency medicine too. Without going into vivid detail, there's different modalities, like you just mentioned one. But they do work because you're going after the organism at a frequency instead of just with gross matter, which would be chemicals or herbs. So I hope that helped you a little bit.
Yeah, that did. And my main problem is I have the detoxify gene where I can't detox.
Oh, and also the THFR. Right, yes.
Well, no, it's the mold gene. It's the mold gene.
A lot of help with that. So that's a really important aspect in your case, would be getting the
mold gene is also major with Lyme that people don't even realize that you can have a lot. So yeah. I'm learning.
I'm learning a lot about these genes. I'm sending you cheers and support. You can do it. Thank you for giving me hope. I've got one other question on the line, and I can't take you. I think it's Bonnie from Nashville. Bonnie, I'll have to get you next time. Call me next week because we've run out of time today on Limelight Radio. This was fun doing question and answers. I think we should do this more often. Brian, thank you for juggling the callers. Bonnie, call me next week. Thank you, Kathy, Anna, Michelle, and also to Dr. Nicola McFadden-Ducharme. What a great show this has been. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Join us next week. We've got Kelly Doolin Downing joining us. She is an amazing survivor story from paralyzed to running 5K marathon. So thank you, everyone. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. It's my pleasure to join you every week. Stay tuned. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com. We'll be right back.